Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9 FM. Today, I wanted to talk to you about writer's block. To be honest, this wasn't the topic I planned to discuss, but when I was trying to come up with ideas for another subject that I was looking into, I felt stuck. So I thought this was a good opportunity to explore the whys of writers or any creative block and ways of addressing it. One of the first things to know is that writer's block or creative block is almost never just about the writing or the creative process. Often it's about us. It's things going on in our lives around that creative activity. So if you're feeling stressed, if your life is busy, if you're not feeling well, if you're low energy, if your expectations are too high, all of those things can impact your ability to produce. Writing is emotional work, and if your mental or physical health is under pressure, for example, winter holiday season can be tough for folks. Seasonal affective disorder is happening. Those dark days, feeling sick, everybody's got respiratory illnesses going on. Those all impact what you're able to create. And when you start thinking about those things, it becomes a lot more understandable that staring at that blank page might feel really heavy or intimidating or even impossible. So the first step is to figure out the real source of your block. Try separating how you feel about your writing from everything else going on in your life. Writing should be an area of freedom and control. It's there waiting for you, and it can be a release if you see it that way. So if it's not feeling that way, what is holding you back? Fear or feeling overwhelmed by your writing is a pretty common concern. You might be thinking, I'm afraid this is no good. I'll never be able to finish this. It'll never get published. I'm going to fail. That's incredibly familiar. And a lot of it comes from that idea of looking 10 steps ahead when you should be looking one step ahead. Break it down. Like any big task, breaking it down into manageable steps can help you move instead of feeling like this is too much and I just can't go anywhere. The other thing is to realize that when you're starting to write your first draft, your only job is to get to the end of your story, to get it on paper. That's it. Every novel, every story you've ever read went through drafts, had a lot of editing done to it. It didn't come out into the world and onto the page in that form. So comparing your first messy attempt to someone else's polished final product is counterproductive and unrealistic. So don't do that to yourself. Another common one, procrastination. Yeah, this is one that I think affects a lot of us. It certainly is something that I have challenges with. And, you know, most writers can be very good at finding ways to avoid writing. But I think one of the first things to do is realize that procrastination is not totally a bad thing. Embracing it instead of trying to defeat it can help your writing a lot. When you're procrastinating, when you're quote unquote doing nothing, chances are there's actually a lot of thought percolating in the background. Your subconscious mind is working. Sometimes your brain needs that space to play around, so that when you do sit down, you have ideas to put on the page. Some advice, especially if you're writing something longer and you're in that plotter camp versus the pantser camp, is to accommodate your procrastination by actually scheduling it into your writing. For example, we just talked about NaNoWriMo in November and talked about page count and how many words or how many pages you want to write a day. If you are the kind of person who appreciates setting goals like that for yourself, plan some wiggle room. So figure out how many pages you need per writing day to hit your deadline. This is, first of all, acknowledging that maybe you don't get to write every day, but set a deadline for yourself, figure out how many pages you need, and be realistic that some of those days you might be less productive, you might procrastinate. So when this happens, you will then adjust to ensure that you still get to that goal. Of course, you don't want to go overboard with that. If your page per day goal is 3 and you miss a couple of those targets and you have to bump it up to 4 or 5, that might be doable. if you procrastinate for a month and all of a sudden you need to write 20 pages a day in order to get to your deadline, that's just gonna cause you to panic and freeze, probably. It's not a get out of jail free card for procrastination, but it's an acceptance that you are human and sometimes you aren't gonna be able to show up the same way and with the same energy as other days. It's also helpful to pay attention to when you write best. You know, a lot of people do write first thing in the morning because that's sort of when that little window happens where they have free time. But for other people, it could be at lunchtime, it could be at night. Pay attention to when you feel focused, when you feel calm, when you feel receptive to creativity, and try to schedule your writing around that if possible. You can also look at things that help you focus. Some people like ritual and routine, so lighting a candle, having a nice coffee or a cup of tea, cozy blanket, things that help you feel settled into your space. It could also be cleaning your desk space. If you have a lot of mess and a lot of distractions, that is preventing you from getting things down on the page. Another killer of creativity is perfectionism. Perfectionism has its place. It can be helpful during revision when you're doing those really close edits and you want to make your writing as tight and impactful as possible, but it is just going to stop you if you're doing it in the drafting stage. Take off your editor hat. Your job in the first draft is not to be perfect. It's to get the story down so that you can build upon that foundation. If you edit as you draft, you're going to lose momentum and probably lose heart. It's going to be hard for you to keep going if you're second guessing every sentence, every character, every action in that moment. That's what additional drafts and revisions are for. Distractions. We talked about the messy desk. There are other things that can pull us away from our writing, like people, social media, phone games, TV on in the background. So set boundaries. Make a writing schedule and tell the people in your life that you're unavailable unless something really important is needed of you. Learn to say no. View it as you would work. Again, writing should be fun, but if you want to be serious about it and you are scheduling this time, treat it the same way that you would a doctor's appointment. When we feel stuck, we instinctively go to seek something fun, get that little bit of a dopamine hit. But it's really easy for that little dopamine hit to turn into a couple of hours of doom scrolling and suddenly you're sitting there and have gotten nothing that you wanted to get done. So what are some strategies to overcome writer's block? I am a big fan of just writing and will do a bit of practice on that later in this episode. Free writing, picking writing prompts, doing something that's unrelated to the writing that you are working on, but just gets your fingers on the keyboard or your pen on the page. Lower your expectations. You have to realize that not every writing day will be a good day. It doesn't need to be as long as you show up. People going to the gym or training for a marathon aren't going to lift the same weights or run the same distance every day. If they do, that's going to put a huge strain on their body, and rest is important. Giving yourself realistic goals to achieve and giving yourself some grace can go a long way towards keeping writing enjoyable for you. Have fun getting to know your characters. We've talked about characters before. Exploring the world of your characters can be really helpful. Sometimes we can get overwhelmed again by the big picture of our story. So this is an opportunity to zoom in. Who are your characters? What do they want? What are they scared of? Who are they interacting with? Try spending some time exploring your characters away from the pages of your work in progress. Open up a notebook and start looking at the whole story through each individual character's eyes, even the minor characters. It will provide you with literal different perspectives and might spark an idea. Speaking of movement, give yourself a little mini retreat. Change your scenery. If you're feeling antsy at your desk, get out. Take a walk, bring your notebook to a cafe, walk through the park, the waterfront, and sit there for a bit. A new environment can help re-spark your imagination. You can also mix it up. If you're stuck on chapter one, you've kind of hit a slump, jump to the end of the story and write that if you know that's where you've got a lot of excitement or ideas. Or if you're really excited about writing a scene, write it. You can build around it afterwards, and that can give you a bit of an anchor of like what leads into it and what leads out of it. It's about rekindling the joy of writing and reminding yourself why you're writing, which is because you enjoy it, because it gives you something. Speaking of giving yourself something, if you need to, give yourself a real break. Yes, sometimes we are procrastinating, but sometimes we are depleted or we're heading towards burnout. If you are feeling like you are exhausted and that you just can't, listen to your body. When you need rest, take it. Sometimes you need rest, not discipline. So go for a walk, cook, nap, make art, do something that is going to refill that cup versus continuing to pull from it. There are lots of things that you can do that kind of keep the creative part of your brain alive while giving you a rest. If you're worried about that, read. Writers should be readers. You get better at writing by reading from other people. I think sometimes there's a worry that, you know, if I read too much, I'm going to start copying other writers. But if you read a lot and you pull ideas from diverse sources, you will amalgamate it into something that is your own. Look at your shelves. What do you love to read? Do you have a guilty pleasure? Be honest with yourself, even if you think of yourself as a very literary writer. Sometimes taking a break and looking at what's fun for you and reading that and writing it can get you kickstarted, give yourself new momentum. One bit of advice that I have found helpful, not always in creative work, but even in grant writing and things like that, is the idea of stopping while you're ahead. Don't keep writing until you've lost any idea of what's coming next. Write when you're still feeling excited about what you're saying, or when you still feel like you have some ideas about where it's going to go, and pause before you start losing momentum. And what this can do is keep that subconscious working so that when you step away, part of your mind is still thinking about that idea that was really exciting you, and it'll keep percolating there. Another one from an author named Brian Moreland, a tip that he offered was write a little bit before bedtime. So if you are feeling stuck or you're not quite sure where you want to go next, spend 15 to 30 minutes. So not a ton of time, but a little bit of time writing right before you fall asleep, and just let your brain work on it while you're sleeping. In the morning, chances are you'll find something that helps get you over that hump. So the quickest thing that we can do right now in this little program is probably the advice to just write. I mentioned before, I love this. I am always pleasantly surprised by how easily this comes to me, and I know it doesn't for everyone. So if it doesn't mean you're a bad writer. It's just might not be the activity for you, but I encourage you to give it a try. So we're going to spend the rest of this episode just free writing. Write whatever comes off the top of your head. You're not worrying about spelling. You're not worrying about punctuation. You're not worried about creating anything. It's just writing freely. It can be totally random. You can go off on as many tangents as you want. And the idea behind this is to bypass that part of the brain that's over analytical, that's telling you, oh, wait, we're not ready. We've got to think about this. You are ready. You can do it. So let's do it. And we'll see you next week.